News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We've been talking about the new CSO figures in relation to poverty and debating the idea of a wealth tax, but loads more information in those CSO figures, including some pretty alarming news on the percentage of the population that are obese. It has risen to 62% of the population are overweight. Nearly two-thirds of us are overweight. That's up from just 60% up 2 percentage points in the last 2 years. For more on this, we're joined by Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE Lead for Obesity. Donal, are you shocked by these figures, or are more surprised than shocked?
I'm disappointed. The only positive is that we're actually regularly tracking the prevalence of obesity and overweight in society. So that continues to raise awareness. But we've been doing that for the bones of 20 years now. So you would like to think that you would begin to see a downtrend, and the only downtrend we're seeing really is in the better off, better educated parts of society. And the reason the overall trend is up is that in the less well off sections of society, overweight and obesity are continuing to rise, and that's in adults and children.
Okay. You are also quoted in the paper today. You're very critical of the HSE. You basically say there's no plan for dealing with this. What is your criticism?
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm speaking as HSE lead for obesity. And what I'm saying is that I'm 2 years in that role, and you know, we have a Healthy Ireland framework that is not getting enough backing for prevention. And in terms of treatment, there has been no additional resource for treatment of obesity in my 2 years as HSE lead.
But by treatment, what do you mean, Donal?
What I mean by treatment, you know, obesity is a disease. If you have blood pressure, it's treated. If you have lung cancer, it's treated. So there are medications that help diet and lifestyle improve your weight. And there is access to surgery for those with the kind of more complicated obesity.
The gastric band?
The gastric bypass, yeah. Done anymore.
Okay,
but the bypass is, a very, very successful, life-enhancing and cost-saving operation, second only to kidney transplantation. And yet, in terms of cost saving, yet we're providing the lowest level of surgery for obesity in the developed world. It's as if we're in this little kind of time warp of just comfortably lagging behind the rest of the world.
Okay.
In a treatment that clearly works.
You pointed out you're head of obesity in the HSE. Do you feel like you're punching, you're boxing with one hand tied behind your back?
It's very interesting, because everyone you talk to in the Department of Health and in the HSE says we need to do this and we need to push this forward, right? So if you want an example of a system that doesn't allow what everybody wants to happen, now that's a dysfunctional system, then that's what we're operating in. So my job is to change the system and to somehow get the people in finance to say, look, guys, treating this disease would actually, apart from the health benefit, save us money and save our... I see my job in the next year.
Is this about resources, Donal?
It is about resources. And the Taoiseach himself has said new initiatives require new resource. So then to have a HSE service plan that says, do this new job within existing resource, you have mixed messages, and the end result is paralysis.
Okay, just very final question, just maybe to play devil's advocate a little bit. The CSO figures also show we're living a lot longer, we're healthier than we were. I mean, does that slightly counteract the suggestion that obesity is a huge problem, a huge health problem for us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the strides in health in the last 50 years are incredible. Most of the improvements are because of neonatal healthcare and child health so that if you survive childhood, you're likely to live a long time. What obesity does is it gives you a whole lot of years of chronic disease at the end of your longer life. And in quality of life terms, that's terrible. And okay. in cost to healthcare, that's crippling us at the moment. Okay.